Fairness and safety. I get a fair go. The Victorian Government wants to create opportunities for all Victorians. We want all Victorians with disability to live safely in their communities and have access to support that treats them fairly. It is important that the rights of all Victorians with disability under existing legislation are not diminished during the transition to the NDIS. This includes rights under the Charter of Human Rights and Responsibilities Act 2006. Our community disability advocacy and self-advocacy sector is a crucial part of our safeguard system, giving people with disability a vital avenue for having their voice respected. Family violence. The Victorian Family Violence Data Framework has been developed to improve and standardise family violence data collection across the Victorian Government and collaborating agencies. We are working with a range of stakeholders, including Brain Injury Australia, on research into the prevalence of acquired brain injury among family violence victims and perpetrators to help patients receive proper management and better outcomes. We are also working with RMIT to review our refuge facilities. The design for new core and cluster facilities will include features for added comfort and accessibility for people with disability. Access to the Family Violence Flexible Support Packages has been expanded, and eligibility for the Victorian Disability Family Violence Crisis Response Initiative extended. Free from violence. Victoria's strategy to prevent family violence and violence against women has been developed with a focus on prevention in diverse communities, including people with disability. Disability advocacy. Victoria is undertaking a staged process of advocacy reform. A $1.5 million fixed-term investment supported 21 advocacy initiatives across 15 organisations. Initiatives focused on self-advocacy to support people with disability to speak up for their rights, advocacy for Aboriginal communities, improved advocacy in rural and regional areas, advocacy for migrants, refugees and lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans or intersex LGBTI communities. Additionally, through the 2017 to 2018 Victorian State Budget, a further $1.4 million will be provided via the Disability Advocacy Sector Capacity Building Fund. This will build on the Innovation Fund and provide increased access to advocacy for people with disability and their families when and where they need it. Safeguards. Development of the Victorian Disability Abuse Prevention Strategy is underway to support the 2017 implementation of a zero tolerance of abuse in disability services. The strategy will include introducing Victoria's first code of conduct for disability workers. We have also committed to establishing an independent, legislated Victorian registration and accreditation scheme for the disability workforce. This scheme will protect the rights of vulnerable people from harm and support the development and growth of a quality disability workforce by making sure workers who support people with disability have the right skills, experience, and qualifications. From the 1st of November 2017, the Disability Worker Exclusion Scheme was expanded to include all disability services, not just disability residential services. Broaden the definition of disability worker to include supervisors and managers. Require all disability service providers to check their existing staff against the disability worker exclusion list, not just prospective employees. The Responding to Allegations of Abuse Involving People with Disabilities guidelines were completed in 2017 in partnership with Victoria Police. These guidelines will clarify the respective roles, responsibilities, procedures and interactions involving disability service providers and Victoria Police when dealing with allegations of abuse. VCAT accessibility. The Victorian Civil Administrative Tribunal's VCAT's Accessibility Action Plan 2018 to 2022 was launched in February 2018. In preparation for the plan's development, VCAT completed the following actions in 2016 to 2017. a review of the national and international accessibility action plans, including internal and external surveys, consultation with VCAT's external stakeholders, 4 internal workshops with members and staff. Victoria Police. In September 2017, a protocol between Victoria Police and the Disability Services Commissioner was signed for responding to allegations of abuse perpetrated against people with disability. The protocol has been in operation since that date. Victoria Police is implementing the 8 recommendations from the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission's Beyond Doubt report. A memorandum of understanding between Victoria Police and the Department of Health and Human Services has been signed, providing the overarching protocol between the two departments. The Cultural Community and Diversity Education Strategy has been developed, which includes a range of disability-focused initiatives, such as an information bank of capability requirements, including case studies and resources, for Victoria Police employees who provide services to people with disability, updated notes for recruits, with key information about equitable police responses to people with disability. Victoria Police partnered with Scope to undertake an 18-month pilot project aimed at attaining Scope's communication access accreditation at one of its police stations. A quote from Scope Australia. Imagine what it would be like if you were unable to speak or had difficulty getting your message across. Communication Access aims to create a world where people who have communication difficulties are able to communicate successfully with everyone. End quote.